Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from Fox 4. Missouri lawmakers have introduced legislation which mandates that 70% of elementary school assignments be completed using paper and pencil.
Good.
I am shocked that you said that.
I like paper and pencil.
To enhance student learning, the proposed bill aims to limit the use of digital tools in the classroom, setting a daily cap of 45 minutes on digital instruction. It also requires schools to maintain and use physical textbooks and teaches students how to write in cursive. House Bill 2230 is part of a growing effort to balance analog and digital learning in schools.
Don't you think that there's something positive that happens in the brain? And that's whether it's a musical instrument or the physicality of writing, where it's good for you to do. That's why it's good for you to do a daily crossword puzzle. You're using your brain. Mm-hmm. You're using your hands to paper. Mm. I don't think that translates with swiping on a cell phone. I just don't. I think it's a different, better kind of learning.
As someone who grew up going through school as the personal computer became commonplace, yep. And as we switched literally my senior year in high school, we went from textbooks to everybody gets a MacBook Air, nobody's carrying around textbooks. Mm. These things have been studied for a very long time. Write something down right now. Type something different right now. You will remember what you wrote down 2 weeks from now. Mm. You probably won't remember what you typed 2 minutes from now.
I think, and I understand that we have long past moved over the line of the digital era, right? But I think too much credit is given to it, or too much emphasis is placed on it, is probably a better way to put it. Where we forget, like last night, for example, I sat down and we were getting ready for bed, and I wasn't really that tired. And she gets in bed, and I have a chair right next to my side of the bed. And I've got like three books that I'm working through right now. Well, check that. One that I'm working through, two others that I need to work through. And I said, if you don't mind, I'm just going to sit in my chair and read my book. And I love a hard copy book where you have to flip the pages.
Yeah.
Right? And Sarah offered us up a Kindle. I guess she and her boyfriend got two Kindles over the holidays.
Okay.
And she's like, we don't need both of them. We just need one. Do you guys want the Kindle? And T and I both said, no, thank you.
And I know I have friends that say you will pry that Kindle out of their hands, you know, when they take their last breath.
I like
reading the pages.
Yes. I like flipping pages of a book.
And it smells good. I like the smell.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I love that smell.
I have read 26 pages of a book so far in 2026. That is 26 more pages of a book that I have read probably in the last, well, let's see, I was in college for a while, excluding college, since high school.
Good for you.
What made you decide to pick up a hard copy book?
Encouragement from people around me.
And?
I found that I sat down with the goal of reading for 10 minutes. Because, you know, start with small goals. Mm-hmm. And I read for an hour straight.
And you only got 26 pages in?
It's small print.
I'm proud of you.
I think you're a slow reader.
I also did read the foreword. I haven't picked up a book in a while. I read the foreword, the introduction, and I finally got like 9 pages in.
Like now the book's starting.
That was page one. So really I read 30 whatever pages.
Do you know what we've started doing at night?
I felt like an idiot.
Well, I think you might be.
At the very last part of the evening, right before bed, you know I subscribe to the games portion of the New York Times. Mm-hmm. The New York Times paid $1 million or something silly for the game Wordle.
That's not silly. That's a ripoff.
It is a ripoff that is now played by 3.4 billion people a year. The numbers are insane, Scott.
Whoever invented Wordle?
It was a guy that did it for his girlfriend during COVID.
Whatever. Who sold it to the New York Times for $1 million should be punched in the face.
No, back then he thought, oh my gosh, $1 million, yes. It's worth bajillions of dollars.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. He created it. The very last thing before we turn off the lights at night. Except last night we had to wait for the KU game to end because it was the best game in the history of games. We play...
You didn't see Pittsburgh.
Wordle.
In Baltimore.
Yes, I did. We play Spelling Bee, which is also... a word game. It's all these little letters and you try to figure out how many different things you can spell with all the letters on this octagon. And we do the mini crossword and then we go to bed. Takes about 20 minutes.
We're at party time at the Wright House.
Every single night. I look forward to my Wordle.
But we cannot ignore the trends. The trends are obvious. The trends are real. And we have done nothing to try to change them over the last 10 years. Our scores are down incredibly. The number of people in this country that are illiterate is skyrocketing. Literally illiterate. Cannot read a menu when they go and sit down at a restaurant.
Dude, it took you an hour to read 26 pages. Tell me more about illiteracy.
It was 30 some odd pages. But anyway, and I don't know how long I actually sat there and read. Why are we focused on the details? You should be proud of me for picking up a book for the first time in a decade,
I am.
Jerk.
I'm kidding.
Point being, as we have transitioned into more and more technology in our learning space, we have done nothing but see the trend of education drop.
Who's to blame for that?
We have freshman year students who say that they're or freshman year teachers who say that their students are coming in and they're having to help them construct a sentence.
They should be playing Wordle at night.
These are 14-year-old kids who need help from their teachers with subject, verb, object, period. That's a problem that needs to be addressed. Math scores are gone. People can't even tell you simple facts about the country they live in.
Wow. You're worked up.
He is worked up.
And yes.
Did you get a full 8 hours of sleep last night?
I did say literally illiterate, meaning not figuratively illiterate. The text line's like, what does literally illiterate mean?
Actually illiterate?
I mean, they can't read.
They can't read.
Yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.